I've got the great pleasure and privilege of speaking again with Joshua Chisholm, a choral director who used to be in these parts and specifically as a director of choral activities at Whitworth University. Josh has moved on, kind of, because Josh still has very much of a presence here in the Inland Northwest as the music director of Chorale Coeur d'Alene. And it's primarily in that context that we are going to be talking this morning about upcoming season and maybe some of the logistics, because Josh, fill us in on you just a year ago started a new position, conducting position, teaching position. Tell us a little bit about that to give a context here.
Well, it was indeed a privilege to be at Whitworth University for a couple of years. And for anyone that knows our family, we are from the middle of the country. I'm from Southwest Missouri. My wife's from Kansas. And so when an opportunity to put our family closer to the rest of our family came along, it was just it seemed like a natural fit. So we made the transition to Oklahoma, where I am currently the director of choral activities at Oklahoma Baptist University. But a wonderful thing happened with our precious Chorale Coeur d'Alene. We had the opportunity for me to remain on as artistic director, and this is our second season with this new altered rehearsal and programming model. We call it the hybrid model. And what we do actually is we have enlisted the help of assistant conductors, which in our case are four fantastically talented music directors, retired music teachers, in-service ministers of music that have taken on the task to coordinate with me for the weekly rehearsals. We Zoom, we connect with each other. I'm still privileged to serve as artistic director, programming and community relations, things of that nature. And in this new format, I'm privileged to return back to the area six times a year, four concerts, a couple of opening retreat weekends for the chorale. And in this way, we are able to continue this wonderful relationship.
How long did it take you to make that decision to continue on from afar as director?
Well, I actually didn't think that I could. When my family and I decided that we were moving back to the middle of the country, I resigned my post as artistic director. And when the chorale started initial efforts to look for a new artistic director, I was talking with a colleague of mine, and he said, "You don't have to quit your job. Just find a way to make it work." And so with some of my trusted colleagues and friends around the country, I started spitballing this idea of having rehearsal assistants, not an unheard of thing, of course. And when I pitched that to the board, they were absolutely delighted to engage in these conversations. And then when we realized we had tremendous conductors, we've always known we have tremendous musicians in the chorale, that we had folks that would be willing to take up the extra slack, as it were, we knew that we had something really special. And so we've been developing this new model over the past year, testing it out, and we feel very confident that it's a successful model. We had a great season last year, and we are gearing up for an even better season this year.
And it is a very special season because there's an anniversary involved in it, isn't there?
Indeed, indeed. The chorale came into existence in 2001, and so 1 plus 25, 2026. So in 2026, we are celebrating our 25th birthday. And so we are so excited to celebrate this year with our 2025-2026 season.
And its celebration, it is going to be four concerts, as you mentioned. And fill us in on the last concert, where it will be.
Ooh, it's so exciting. This season, we are considering our past, present, and future. That's the theme of our season. Our opening concert, we're considering our past. We are looking back to the previous 25 years. We are pulling out some of the favorites, some of the most notable works, and we are celebrating our past 25 years. We are delighted, among other pieces on the concert, to do an organ-only version of Fauré's Requiem that has been performed with the chorale a few times over the last 25 years. It's a fan favorite. We're excited to engage with that work in a new way. Of course, we'll have our Christmas concert. In the spring of 26, we're considering our present. And in that concert, it will be a beautiful representation of who the chorale is right now. We have a vast membership, and quite frankly, we're bursting at the seams. Currently, our membership is at 130 singers.
Impressive,
which is,
number.
Well, we are... that's a testament to the strength of the organization, the members themselves, and our leadership board, and quite frankly, the strength of arts in this community, which we all know is vibrant and alive. And so we're going to celebrate who we are in the present. And then, to speak to your point, our last concert of the season, we are thinking about our unfolding horizons. We are thinking about our future. And we are so thrilled to be previewing a concert which we will then be taking to perform in New York City in Carnegie Hall later in May. So we are going to have our preview concert as we wrap up this season, and then just a couple of weeks later at the end of May, take it on the road, go to New York, and do that concert, or mostly a portion of that concert, in the infamous Carnegie Hall.
Mm-hmm. All right. Practice, practice, and there you're going to be.
Absolutely.
And are there any other, in terms of repertoire, are there any other real highlights for you in this season? You mentioned the Fauré Requiem.
Well, yes, that last concert, the one, what we're actually going to be performing in Carnegie is René Clausen's Memorial. We are, our concert is slated for Memorial Day in Carnegie, and his work was written originally as a way to memorialize the events of 9/11, but it's not specifically referencing that. It's more about this idea of music and togetherness and community overcoming all obstacles, which in so many ways is a vibrant and incredibly applicable message for all of us right here today. And so we are going to feature that large-scale work prominently. And then who doesn't love an amazing Christmas concert? Chorale Coeur d'Alene always has an amazing holiday concert. We're excited to feature some works from a collection of excerpts from large-scale Christmas works, as well as some fresh new hymn and carol arrangements. It's going to be a fantastic season.
With audience participation, one would assume.
Always.
All right, very good. Tell us a little bit about your school, where you teach.
Where I'm at now?
Yeah.
I am the director of choral activities at Oklahoma Baptist University, and it's close to home. I did my PhD at the University of Oklahoma in Norman, and I currently now am just about 30 minutes east of where I did my PhD. And I am at a small, private, Christian, liberal arts university. It's very similar to my position at Whitworth in size and student population and trajectory. And there, as the director of choral activities, I oversee a program of five choirs. I direct four choirs. I direct our university chorale, our flagship ensemble. I direct our small vocal jazz ensemble. I direct our singing bisonettes, OBU's home of the bison. Mm-hmm. And so I direct our treble bisonettes glee club and our new OBU community chorale. And it's a ensemble is a student and university and community connection ensemble, and similar to a choral union, something like that. And it's a privilege to be there.
Right. And you started something like that at Whitworth during your tenure there.
Yes. Actually, it's the same exact model. Mm-hmm. The experience that we had at Whitworth, the Whitworth Community Chorale, it quickly grew to over 100 members that first year. And it's right now very strong and vibrant, and it is a powerful force in our community. And I used that model, and I saw in my new university that this was something that this community could also benefit from, and we're doing the same thing. We launch actually next week.
And what is the piece that you're doing in that context?
We've got a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Any new endeavor, the first goal is just to get to know your singers, and so I'm delighted with this opening fall season with the new Oklahoma Baptist University Community Chorale, just to get a bead on the ensemble, to get a bead on the community, and really just take it from there.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Well, Joshua, thank you for coming by. You have a short time here with us, but it's a delight to have you, and much success in what should be just a very busy, but also a very rewarding year for you.
A privilege. Thank you.